Hello, my name is Bishi. I'm a composer, artist, musician, performer, born and raised in London, but international and multidisciplinary in every other way. I work in partnership with Matthew Harden.
My name is Matthew Harden, aka Glamour. I'm a composer, artist, musician, and performer. That spells camp. And I work in creative partnership with Bishi. Since my late teens, I've been working in the counterculture, or the underground in London, and have been very much at the forefront of a lot of movements, or actually creating a lot of the movements, because I realised if I didn't, then nobody else would.
My interest in music and art and performance has always been about the extended cultural conversation. So as a child, I had this Indian classical influence. And then as a teenager, just immediately being adopted into the most radical group of people in London. And most people will never find that in their lives. And I just walked into it and was accepted.
I had no idea of the context. I had no idea of the cultural conversation. I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know anything about my history or where I fitted in. I just did what I thought was essential. And what I thought was essential was gathering outsider voices, the kind of people that were very damaged and very ostracized by society, and throwing them all together on a stage and seeing what, with musical instruments, and seeing what happened.
I found the Mint Tea Rooms through my boyfriend at the time, who was also a musician, who was involved with the Mint Tea Rooms. I first went to this group performance, and it was quite unlike anything I'd ever experienced in my life or have since experienced. It was something that was all at once really intimidating and really frightening, but really exciting. And having read about the Cabaret Voltaire and the Bauhaus and the Vienna Actionists and the Factory and Warhol, I'd found the most fantastically bastard child of all of these things. So I already understood its cultural context.
The medium that I can work in the quickest is the nightclub, because you have the ability to turn around ideas rapidly. Meeting Bishi has really helped me develop an understanding and context to my work.
Another great artistic relationship that I think holds a great resonance for me is Jean-Paul Goude and Grace Jones. Jean-Paul Goude saw things in Grace, and then Grace owned them. If you're a female musician and a producer, people look down on you if you do hair and makeup and glamour. And I'm like, well, I do hair and makeup and cleavage, and I play instruments, and I write, and I co-produce. If you're seen to be an artist, you must have this piety around what you do. But I feel like a hot woman, and I don't apologize for that. And, you know, the fact that people don't like that is, it's an interesting tension.
What Bishi needed was a nightclub to explore. And the easiest thing to do in a nightclub is DJ. That's where you begin. I asked Bishi what record collection she had. She said she had lots of Stravinsky and Xenakis and Stockhausen and 20th century classical music. So I said, well, fine, I guess we'll have to open a 20th century classical music club then. Albion Voice is a result of the Siren Suite project.
This is my story of no wrong or right. Let West be a husband and East be a wife. No marriage is simple, no road is secure. The bond has been tied for rich or for poor. Bewildering world.
Big theme in the Albion Voice album and performance project is a theme of duality, though it's English and Indian. It's highly futuristic, but it's very based in folk music. It's my world and Matthew's world. It's the joyous expression of the collision of worlds coming together.
It was the first time I really realised that Bishi had serious bollocks, I suppose, because I was aware that it could cause offence within the Indian community.
In the Indian tradition, everything is about a set script. As a woman from a certain kind of educated background, you get straight A's in everything, then you go to university, then you get a husband, then you get some kind of a job, but really you get married and you have children and that's it, you know, and that's the script that I completely have so far managed to fail at.
And also, I was very excited by it causing offence in the English or British context, because people hate talking about race in England. It's a huge issue that no one ever mentions. And just to say Indian skin colour, pigmentation, different coloured skin, race. It was so race in your face. And there's something that's so pissy about the way that English and English people parade their tolerance while seething beneath their skins, their white skins.
It has been controversial, but I've basically decided that I don't give a shit.
Nationalism is something that really fascinates me and always has. And I play with it a lot in my work, because I find it very vibrant and energetic. And I love the fact that Bishi's prepared to play with ideas of nationalism, both Indian and British, both right and left.